we'll just go ahead and get started.
Yes, come on.
We'll open up with our first question from Tom Bogart. Tom, please proceed.
Hey, Sandra, thanks for taking the time. Sorry to start you off with a question that's not directly about the Red Bulls, but just kind of one of the big topics of conversation this winter has been Inter Miami's kind of world tour. That is something that we haven't really seen around MLS in terms of a preseason tour. I guess, what are the difficulties that come as a head coach in that situation, trying to prepare your team while being, you know, on the road so much? And then two, what are your views on how it reflects the league? Do results matter? Like, for instance, when they lost 6-0 in a game, is that something that reflects poorly, or who cares? It's preseason. Thank you.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for this question. But to be honest, I'm the head coach from New York Red Bull. So to answer now about that trip, this is the decision of Inter Miami to do the preseason like they are doing that in this case. So we had our preseason. So in the first training camp, we were in the IMG Academy, and the second now in California. So I can't say about Inter Miami now about the trip and the preseason there.
Coach, we're going to take our next question from John Lupo. John, please proceed.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you, Sandra. I'm one of the local media members in New York. Just talk about how Emil has been fitting in with the team so far in preseason, how you see him fitting in with the side overall. What do you think are his – we know how talented he is, but what do you think are his biggest strengths as far as fitting into the system that you want to play, and also with some of the other players in the side? Because this team has an extremely talented and extremely deep midfield.
Yeah, Emil has great experience off the field and on the field. So, we saw this now the first 5-6 weeks in our preseason. So, he's a great character, great professional behavior. And his skills on the field, he's very clever. He's intelligent in ball position to find the right space, to find the right moment also for deep passes or deep runs. And he scored also in our preseason. So he's very important for us, his personality, his character on the field. And he wants in every moment the ball. And this gives all confidence also for the teammates, and this is very important for us. And so we are very happy. We are very happy that Emil is in our roster, and so an important player for us.
Good luck, Sam.
Thank you.
We'll take our next question from Gary Redmond. Gary, please proceed.
Good afternoon, Mr. Schwartz. We've met, of course, in your introductory press conference. I'm one of the local media members. My question is more specifically for you and your team. You've had a very short preseason. What did you feel, I guess I'm trying to use the words here, what did you find out about your team, your strengths and weaknesses that you mentioned before? And second and most importantly, what will the fans look for when your team gets going, when the season starts? Can you answer those two questions for me?
Yeah, for sure. For us, it's very important that when we are playing in our arena, Red Bull Arena, or also in away games, that the supporter or our supporters has the feeling for our football, for our group, for our energy. This is what we talked about also in our preseason with the whole team. So we need all faces in our game. So we need solutions when we have the ball, and also to control when the opponents have the ball. So this is for us, for our identity, our principles, how we want to play. And for us, it's very important, our supporters, that they feel the energy from the whole group, and not only from the starting lineups, but from the whole group, that we come together. And what I saw the last 5-6 weeks, the whole team, the whole staff worked very well, very hard. And now we are looking forward to start now the first game in Nashville.
Coach, we're going to take our next question from Daniel Feierstein. Daniel, please proceed.
Good afternoon, Sandro. Daniel Forreston of Red Bull News Network. If I can ask you, how pleasantly happy were you to see Forsberg connect with the strikers during preseason and them converting the goals? And what is your one thing you're going to be excited about managing in MLS this season?
Yeah, I'm very happy to see then also that our strikers has the possibility to score in every game now in the preseason. So Emil, he has the quality to make the difference. Then also special in the last third with the last pass in the box, and that's good for our strikers. And we need also the behavior of our strikers to find the right moments for these deep runs. And this connection is for us important, but it's not only offense, it's also in our defense behavior that we have a good connection then with our 10 positions, with our strikers, and this is for us necessary in our game, in our identity. So, we saw a lot of good things in our preseason, but now we have to continue this from the first game in Nashville.
Coach, we're going to take our next question from Eric. Eric, please proceed.
Eric Freelander, Metro Soccer Report. Nice to talk to you again, Coach. Can you update us on the status of John Tolkien? He didn't play any of the preseason games, and is there any concern about not having a natural left-footed backup option?
Yeah, this is a point in our preseason was not, we were unhappy about that because John Tolkien didn't play a friendly game in our preseason, so we have to look now for the following week then before Nashville. Hopefully he can start maybe the next 1 or 2 days in our training session, and then we have to decide for Sunday then for the away game in Nashville. But actually he didn't train with the team.
And then can I follow up, or
if we can, due to time, we do have to move forward.
Okay.
Coach, we're going to take our next question from Kalen Williams. Kalen, please proceed.
Hi there, Coach. Kalen Williams here with Apple TV. I would just love it if you would just say your name to me. I want to make sure I say your name the correct way.
Sandro Schwarz.
Schwarz. Perfect. Thank you very much, Coach.
That's great. Okay. That was the question, though.
That was the question.
Great. Hey, it's a great video call. Sorry for my English, but I will improve that. Don't worry.
We'll take our next question from Sean McCaffrey. Sean, please proceed.
Okay.
Coach, thank you for your time. I'm with Soccer Now Magazine. Again, another outlet for you. My question, too, is relative to the coaches. You brought in two coaches that have worked with you in the past. You brought two up from Red Bull, too. Is that important in keeping some of what's called the Red Bull way coming through the system, as well as your people that you know and trust?
Yeah.
Of course, they were the best available for you.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to have also this experience, also the MLS experience in our coaching stuff, and we have now two assistant coaches also with the experience from the MLS and also this club, Red Bull, and we have also assistant coaches. I worked with them in the past and from Europe, and I think this is a very good mix for the club and to make them together the development and the next steps. But this is it's very good question, and for me as a head coach is important that we have also this experience in our coaching staff and also in the whole staff and also for the players that we have this experience with the MLS.
Thank you
Eric. It looks like we were able to bounce back for you to have that last follow-up question.
Yeah, just on the left back position, any concern not having a natural left footer behind Tolkien on the depth chart? You used Kyle Duncan, who very much favors his right foot and only his right foot, and then you have Omar Valencia and kind of Curtis Ofori in the Red Bull 2 pool.
Yeah, that's true. What you said about the left fullback situation. Yeah, we have the option with Kyle Duncan. Maybe we can change the system also with three center backs. So depends on the opponent. But actually, the roster is like with John Tolkien, and then we have Omar Valencia as a young player. But I think he needs a little bit more time to adapt, and also the next step. But the option is then when we play the same structure with the back four, could be then the option with Kyle Duncan, like the last friendly games, then to play as a left fullback. It's not the best option, and also not the best for Kyle, because I think he feels also more comfortable on the right side, but it's also okay. And then we can also be ready then for the first game with Kyle Duncan as a left fullback. But we have to look about John Tolkien the next days.